Coach Houston.
Again, please make sure your cell phones are off, ringer mode is off. Thank you.
Well, there's not a whole lot to say. Kids fought their tails off. They inspire me with the way they play. Our preparation coming into this game, we were very confident this morning. I know nobody outside of, you know, Greenville gave us much of a chance, but those kids never doubted. We should have won the ball game. We outplayed them. We dominated them physically in the second half. I really hurt for those kids in that locker room right now. They've brought this program from the depths back to what it was today. I mean, that stadium today was incredible. Our fan base is incredible. And we all deserve to have a win today. And I'm sorry we're not sitting here celebrating one.
Questions?
Coach, special teams obviously played a huge role in this game. I know you just got off the field, but what can you say about the impact of between the block that obviously for touchdown and the two kicks at the end?
Well, the block punt. We missed a block on the line of scrimmage right there. Luke still should have gotten it off. He knows. He's a very mature guy. He just got to get that kick off. You know, we can't give up cheap points. I thought it was going to cost us the game. It almost didn't cost us the game, but in the end, it's a mistake we can't make. I mean, the kicks, they're non-characteristic of Owen. He knew what he did on the first kick with the extra point. He had a chance to redeem himself, and unfortunately, he didn't. You know, and he's hurting worse than anybody right now. You know, we've got to support him, and he's got to rebound from this. But it's a tough pill to swallow.
What can you say to Owen in a moment like this, or do you not?
I told him I care about him. I'm here for him. I mean, those plays don't define him. They hurt like crap right now, but, you know, he's hit that kick before, so. We all expected him to hit that kick because we've watched him do it.
Coach, what did you say about your defense? So two goal line stands and then, you know, helping Leary too.
Well, I mean, if we hit that kick at the end, you're sitting here saying that, you know, those are historic plays in the history of the program. I mean, everybody in the stadium has to respect what those kids did down there. You don't do that. You don't do that to a 13-ranked team. You don't do that to one of the better teams in the ACC. Nobody does that to them. And I think it says a lot about those kids. It says a lot about the heart they've got. It says a lot about the toughness they got. You know, our fronts, when I got here, I mean, they were the joke of all your one-liners. I'd say we've got a pretty tough-ass bunch up front, both sides.
Coach, it seems like anytime you had adversity, whether it was a turnover, something else happened, the team responded right away. The next drive always seemed to go your way.
I'm proud of them. Yes, I mean, that's what we have to build on. I told them, I said, we can't let this keep us from seeing the lessons. And it validates everything we've done. It validates our process. It validates our culture. It validates, you know, why character is important. It validates why preparation is important. It validates playing together and, you know, it being bigger than you. And you're supposed to be celebrating a win. That's all.
Great performance from C.J. Johnson. Did
yep.
Get back on the field.
Not surprised. That's the way he's played all preseason. I thought he handled himself with a ton of maturity today. Very composed. Really proud of him.
And Winstead, Coach, he definitely contributed as a receiver today.
Yes. I mean, I think you saw, you know, what his potential is. He made some big-time catches, none probably bigger than the one down there in the red zone to give us first and goal from the one. Just really happy he's here with us.
Coach, what was kind of your message at halftime? Down 21-7, you guys came out looking like a different bunch out of that locker.
Well, I mean, I was just honest with him. I mean, I told him, I said, the stats are dead even at the half. The difference is the turnovers and the block punt. I mean, that's self-inflicted stuff, you know. We had a couple of drop passes. You know, you make those catches. You don't, you know, you get the punt off. You know, you don't throw the one pick on the overthrow. I mean, it's a completely different score at halftime. You know, you can't do anything but the pass. So you just got to, you know, focus on what's in front of you. And I did tell them, I said, I don't think NC State's prepared to play four quarters with you. I mean, they expect this game to be a blowout. We expected it to go the distance. And I thought that our conditioning and our toughness and our grit showed in the fourth quarter.
Everyone's been waiting on the start of this season for a while. You just pushed one of the top teams in the country to the brink. Do you see this as validation for everyone that this program is ready to take that next step forward?
We've got a good football team. We got to move past this and get ready for a very good ODU team. We've got to take it one week at a time. But we have a good football team. In that stadium today, we have something special here in Greenville.
Coach, you guys sent the big pass to Keaton. And then after that, you know, was there any thought of trying to get closer? Now, what's that balance of trying to lead some quad?
Well, we were trying to get as close as we could. We didn't have a timeout. You know, so we had to, you know, it got down to 33 seconds or so. They called timeout. I told Donnie, you know, we needed about 5 more yards to be in range, so we called the quarterback draw. And we got about 15 yards, got us well within range, but then you're in a hurry-up field goal situation. So, you know, I thought our kids just, I thought they handled that last drive very, very well. You know, I had to use the timeouts on NC State's drive to get us the ball back with as much time as possible, and I thought we did a great job with that. We 3-and-outed them. With the timeouts, we had, you know, 240, 234, something like that. So, I mean, it's we gave ourselves the perfect situation. We executed. We set ourselves up perfectly to win the ball game. We just got to hit the kick.
Any early word on Deontay or Josiah, or is it too early to say with their injuries?
I don't know for sure. I'm optimistic about Deontay. I don't know about Josiah.
Good time for one more question.
You know, not to jump too far forward, but tomorrow's practice, how big will they will be to put this one behind you, look at the good things you guys did and not dwell too much on
it? That's the reason I practice on Sunday and take Monday off. I think you got to flush this one, good and bad. You got to get the kids' heads back, and then you got to get ready for the next one. I mean, that's just the way the season, you know, all the buildup to the first game of the year, and now all of a sudden, you know, it becomes – you know, it's just a gauntlet. I mean, it's you gotta flush this game out of your system. So we got a bunch of experienced kids. You know, they weren't hanging their heads in the locker room. They're broken. But this team is not going to be defined by one loss. We got a good football team, and everybody knows it.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you for your time,
Thanks, Coach.